Brookland Farm Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the Brookland Farm subdivision, which consists of the creation of 92 single-family lots. Included in the plan are fully improved streets, storm management, amenities, a landscape plan, and other improvements. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the County Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, November 18th, 2021. The development will be supported with central sewer and water systems with providers of County and Artesian, respectively. The applicant had an exhibit to demonstrate the detail in the sidewalk interactivity along with other supporting documents. The property is located on the east side of Bayard Road, that's Sussex County Road 384. This subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes, as well as all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 87. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency rules.
Everybody good on this one?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final subdivision plan 2021-09 Brookland Farm.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2109 Brookland Farm final subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 22-20 Long Neck Community Bank revised final site plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the construction of a 32,000 more or less square foot bank, a 4,000 more or less square foot retail building, and a 4,950 more or less square foot retail building. The final site plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 14th, 2023. At that time, the applicant intended on relocating the existing cemetery. Now the cemetery is to remain, and further delineation work has been performed on the existing cemetery. A GPR report has been included in the commission's paperless packet this afternoon, containing additional information on the delineation work that has been performed to date. The revised final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is C2 Medium Commercial District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 262, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions or concerns about this one from anyone?
If I could just add to what Ms. DeVore just, if I could thank the applicant and their team and their engineers for their assistance. When the applicant came to staff to request that they proceed down this revised site plan route, the applicant was very cooperative in providing the ground penetrating radar study. And if I could just show on the screen that you can see the regional fencing area. This is what the commission approved at the preliminary plan stage, and then subsequently at final, the original plan was to remove the graves working through the state. This current plan with a revised plan now seeks to revise the fence line to the red line, and then the red highlighted dotted areas, they're the areas that are demarcated that were found in the GPR study. So the applicant has moved with considerable speed and has cooperated with staff to provide us with that study. So.
Thank you, Jim. Okay. If there are any other questions, then I move that we approve the revised final site plan there's no other conditions, right?
That's it.
Yep.
Second the motion.
Thank you. We moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan 22-20 Long Neck Community Bank. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Jeep Millsboro, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the addition of a proposed entrance gate located at the entrance to the car lot off of North Oak Drive. The proposed gate is measured at 4 feet high and will operate electronically. Included with the submission is a letter from the Millsboro Volunteer Fire Company, as well as approvals from the Office of the State Fire Marshal and DLDOT. The preliminary and final site plan comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning is C1, General Commercial District, and the tax parcel is District 133, Map 16, Parcel 105, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. And the Millsboro Fire Company letter is in support of the gate, but request that a mechanism for the fire company to be able to access the gate from that Oak Street entrance be provided. So staff also requests that any approval is made contingent upon the addressing of that request as well.
Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to the Jeep Mills Borough, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan contingent on receipt of the information back from the fire marshal's office that they have done what they need to do.
Second motion.
Moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final site plan approval to Jeep Millsboro with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Let the record show that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Butler abstaining. Our next item is S24-20 Finkel Residential Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for three proposed detached single-family dwellings containing five bedrooms each as a multifamily proposal under a condominium regime to include related parking areas, stormwater management, and a shared driveway. The proposal also includes a vinyl privacy fence on the southern end of the site to match the existing fence on the northern property line. Staff note that multifamily dwellings are a permitted use within the general commercial C1 district per section 115-77 of the Sussex County Code. Staff further note that a shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the maintenance and use of the shared driveway. The property is located on the north side of Oyster House Road and the east side of Tabasco Lane. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.08, parcel 24. The zoning district is general commercial district, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, to include approval from the Sussex County Engineering Department for the provision of sewer to the property. And staff would also request that the commission's approval include the stipulation that any final site plan clearly show the limited common elements of the proposal for further clarity regarding the placement of structures and improvements.
A lot of conditions. Would this be better to table and put it on another agenda and wait for some of this other information to come in, or not?
It's preliminary.
It's preliminary. It's a preliminary plan. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
Would come in.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking of it as
we could bring the final back.
Why they would do a preliminary without having the sewer available to them?
Yeah.
That would make.
And you were asking for it to be subject to staff approval upon receiving all of this information and.
Yes, sir. And then also showing the limited common elements as well in the plans.
You could do it just as a preliminary and bring it back again.
Let's just do that. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion. I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for S24-20 Finkel Residential to return upon having the additional information.
I second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan 2024 Finkel Residential as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is subdivision 2021-15 Sandpiper Cove Revised Preliminary Amenities Plan.
This is a revised preliminary amenities plan for the Sandpiper Cove subdivision, a cluster subdivision consisting of 68 single-family lots on a 52.59-acre parcel of land located on the north side of Zion Church Road, that's Sussex County Road 382. The improvements are to be located on the west side of Wild Goose Landing within the existing subdivision and consist of the construction of a 1,617-square-foot pool house, 1,600-square-foot pool, mail kiosk, and other site improvements. The final subdivision plan showing the placeholder for the proposed amenities has been included for comparison. The revised preliminary amenities plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 21. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. And additionally, staff would note that the only changes to the amenities plan from the original placeholder on the final subdivision plan were that the clubhouse was reoriented to be parallel rather than perpendicular to Wild Goose Landing, and that the clubhouse and pool are slightly smaller than what was originally shown per the placeholder. So staff are calling this a revised preliminary amenities plan for that reason and because the plan was revised per staff review comments. And specifically, there's a difference of 136 square feet in the pool amenity and a difference of 182 square feet with the clubhouse amenity.
Okay, that's really not that much difference. Do we know how many people have bought in there yet? I don't think that's...
And while he's pulling that up, I will also note that there was no prescriptive language regarding the size of the clubhouse and pool in the original conditions of approval for the subdivision. Only condition I, which required a pool and a pool house, and that final site plan contain the details as far as the size and location of these amenities.
Okay, I'm good with it then. Anybody else have any comments? Yeah. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-15 Sandpiper Cove, I make a motion to approve the revised preliminary amenities plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary amenities plan for subdivision 2021-16 Sandpiper Cove with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, before we go on the minutes, could we just reflect that not that it was a reason for the motion itself, but that the discussion was consider the fact that the revisions were small in nature, you know, just so that's
Thank
in
you.
The record.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next item is lands of Ashley Eaton, Melody Lane, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of four lots plus residual lands. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.001 acres more or less and be accessed off Concord Pond Road. Proposed lot two will consist of 1.027 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will consist of 1.323 acres more or less. And lot four will consist of 1.421 acres more or less. And the residual lands, lot five, will contain 5.718 acres more or less. Lots 2, 3, 4, and 5 shall be accessed by a proposed 30-foot ingress-egress access easement on the parcel. The property is located on the west side of Concord Pond Road, Sussex County Road 516. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 9, Parcel 30.01. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal. Staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that the lands of Ashley Eaton, Melody Lane, minor subdivision plan off of a 30-foot easement for approval upon all staff and agency documentation and staff approval.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Ashley Eaton, Melody Lane, with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Fox Lane Homes at the Knolls, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision of two parcels totaling 1.733 acres into lots. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.65 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot two will consist of 0.53 acres plus or minus. And proposed lot three will consist of 0.55 acres plus or minus and shall be accessed by a proposed 30-foot ingress egress access easement on the parcels. The property is located on the east side of Irons Lane, Sussex County Road 348. The minor subdivision complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 7, parcels 162 and 162.01. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve a minor subdivision off a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Fox Lane Homes at the Knolls with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Fox Lane Homes at the Knolls with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Judith Glasgow, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off of a proposed 40-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 1.64 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands shall consist of 1.27 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the east side of North Old State Road, Sussex County Road 213, approximately 0.029 mile north of East Hudson Pond Road, Sussex County Road 623. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcel is District 230, Map 19, Parcel 106. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion we approve subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement for the lands of Judith Glasgow. I do have a question for council here for a minute. They do have all agency approvals, correct?
You can just approve it, yeah, as a final.
Yeah, we can just go ahead and move forward.
Yeah.
And that's my motion.
Okay.
A second.
Moving second to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 40-foot easement for lands of Judith Glasgow. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Linda A. Ashley and Rachel A. Sneller, minor subdivision off of a proposed 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of four lots. Proposed lot one will consist of 2.49 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot two will consist of 2.5 acres plus or minus. Proposed lot three will consist of 2.52 acres plus or minus. And lot four will consist of 2.49 acres plus or minus and shall be accessed by proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement on the parcel. The property is located on the west side of Appels Road, Sussex County Road 626. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 130, Map 5, Parcel 76.02. The zoning is Agricultural Residential, AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move for a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement of lands of Linda A. Ashley and Rachel A. Sneller upon receipt of all agency approvals and staff approval.
I second the motion.
We moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 50-foot easement for lands of Linda A. and Ashley and Rachel A. Sneller with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is lands of Michael J. Yoder, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off of a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one will consist of 0.834 acres plus or minus, and the residual land shall consist of 0.857 acres plus or minus. The property is located on the north side of Woodyard Road, Sussex County Road 612. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 5, Parcel 10.02. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement of the lands of Michael J. Yoder. After the receipt of all agency approvals and staff review.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Michael J. Yoder with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Chapel Farm, conditional use number 2193, request for extension of conditional use.
On March 4th, 2024, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request for an extension of the conditional use CU2193, allowing for multifamily residential use on the lands of Chapel Farm, LLC. The Planning and Zoning Department previously received the same request, and this matter was both reviewed and deferred by the Commission at their meeting of Thursday, September 14th, 2023, recommending that the applicant resubmit the request at a later date. Conditional use CU2193 was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, June 22, 2021. The applicant indicates that the construction was delayed due to ongoing DLDOT improvements at the site and seeks an extension on these grounds. Under 115-174 of the Sussex County Code, conditional use approvals are valid for a period of 3 years. The approval for this proposal will expire on September 14, 2024, unless construction or use is substantially underway. The applicant has provided information to demonstrate that the project will meet the substantially underway threshold required if County Council were to grant an extension under the provisions of 99-40 in Sussex County Code. The parcel is located on the northwest corner of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Cave Neck Road in Milton. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 23, Parcel 1.02. Zoning is MR, Medium Residential District, and C3, Heavy Commercial District.
Anybody have any questions about this one?
Isn't this the one that where there's a state road being built right through the middle of it?
It's the interchange on the one.
Yeah, and I think that was most likely. You know what the delay was all about. I don't have any problem with the extension.
Yeah, so I move that we grant the requested extension for conditional use for Chapel Farm, CU2193.
Second it.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to grant the request for extension of conditional use for Chapel Farm, conditional use number 2193. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Just to be clear, what's the time for the extension?
6 months.
6 months.
I know. I just want to make
sure everybody.
I'm sorry. Yes, for the record, 6 months.
For the record, yeah, 6 months. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is subdivision 2018-01, Acadia Landing, request to amend conditions of approval.
On March 6, 2024, the Planning and Zoning Department received a request to amend conditions of approval for the Acadia Landing subdivision, a cluster subdivision consisting of 234 single-family lots, private roads, open space, and stormwater management. The final subdivision plan was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 28, 2020. Specifically, the request is for the Commission to provide clarification regarding Condition G of the conditions of approval relating to the establishment of the forested/landscape buffer, which states, as stated by the applicant, a 50-foot buffer shall be shown along all boundaries. Within this buffer, a depth of at least 30 feet shall be landscaped with vegetation. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas. The applicant has submitted a revised record plan with the proposed amended Condition G language to read, As proposed by the applicant, a 50-foot buffer shall be provided along all boundaries. Within this buffer, a depth of at least 20 feet shall be landscaped with vegetation and shown as a 20-foot landscape buffer. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas. Additionally, the applicant has requested to amend Condition H of the conditions of approval, which states, as proposed by the applicant, a pool and clubhouse shall be constructed. The clubhouse shall be a minimum size of 3,500 square feet when constructed. Both the pool and the clubhouse shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 90th residential building permit. And they're requesting that that be amended to require both the pool and the clubhouse shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 140th residential building permit. The proposed amended language is consistent with current code requirements, which require all amenities to be completed by the issuance of the residential building permit, representing 60% of the total residential building permits for the subdivision. The property is located on the south side of Conley's Chapel Road and the east side of Dorman Road. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 11, Parcels 60 and 60.02, and the zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. And I will note that the final subdivision plan did show a 50-foot buffer based on active agriculture surrounding the property, and also concerns that were raised as part of the public hearing process. And I will also note that the landscape plan, as originally approved, showed a 30-foot landscape buffer, which complied with that condition, and that the 30-foot landscape buffer is a requirement for lots abutting agricultural areas under 115.25(e)(3) of the code.
Sounds like, so they, what hardship is precipitating them coming back to us for this? Did they cite anything?
They did not.
I'm not grasping what they're asking for. What are they asking for relief from?
So they are asking to take that 30-foot buffer to a 20-foot buffer.
Shrinking it.
Is this in the area where townhomes are already sold, or units are already
sold? It's around the entire perimeter of the property, is my understanding.
It includes. I take it that the dots are units that have been sold.
Correct. So at the moment, the threshold for the amenities is the 90th building permit, and we're at 85 building permits with about 8 pending right now. So they've hit that threshold. And then the second question is how many folks have actually completed homes in there? I'm counting about 68 homes have actually been CO'd in there and are complete. So
these little dots all along here are units that are occupied.
Correct. The ones
lots, yeah.
Correct. Lots. There are lots, yep, that have been sold.
The orange squares, they're all completed.
Commissioners, here's the issue with that. There are people who have laid their money down based on what was in the original plan, and now we're being asked to allow them to do something different, and I have a little problem with that without a public hearing.
I concur.
That's just me. If there had not been any lots sold or anything like that, I would take a different view. But I think we owe it to the people who have purchased there to at least let them weigh in on.
And protection of the farmers that are there. Agreed. Before, yeah, reducing that.
Yeah, so I think we've got enough here to.
I would just say, I don't know, looking at this with the. That's a nice soundtrack.
That's the planning and zoning angel arriving.
I don't know that there's any farmland around it anymore, so I don't know that that's relevant, but because it looks like it's been developed.
I think everything's been developed around it, but that is the issue for me is that, you know, people have purchased with a...
Yeah, those are larger lots. Yeah,
they've been sold. They've been.
Either way, there's an expectation people have. Yeah. Of these conditions.
Yeah,
so.
Just my concern is that any time that we're changing something, being asked to change something that affects people who have purchased under one set of circumstances, and now we're being asked to change those circumstances, they need to have the opportunity to weigh in.
So, can I make a motion that we actually defer decision on this and schedule it for a public hearing?
Or you could just deny it, and if they want to challenge it, they could apply for a public hearing. I think that's probably.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, you could just deny it, and then if they want to take it to a public hearing, they certainly can.
And so my motion is to deny the request.
Second.
For.
Does that also include the amenities proposals?
Indeed.
Okay.
All of the above.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to clarify that.
So my motion is.
I didn't really have a problem with the amenities.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
No, I don't have a problem with the amenities.
I think the amenity or. The issue with the amenities is when they're going to be built.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fair statement that consistently we have been asking for about 60%.
Which actually changed the code, and the code now is at 60%.
Yeah, the code, that's now a code provision. So if that's what they're asking to come under the code, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, let's do that. And then if they want to come back on the buffer issue with a public hearing, they're welcome to do that. You know, again, the concern being that folks need to have an opportunity to
agree.
One thing that I thought that I just want to make sure I'm clear on, Ms. DeVore, you stated that the landscape plan that was submitted originally showed 30 feet being landscaped that they submitted. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so they're coming off what was proffered by them as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And now they're coming back with something.
Not different. That we just unilaterally proposed it.
Right.
They proffered it. We required it, and now they're requesting a change of what not only we required, but they offered.
Which did people buying actually rely on that as well?
I'm sure that's the site plan they looked at.
Yeah.
And I will say this: the other thing, bigger picture, is the county is looking at. Getting a lot more specific on its buffer requirements and maintaining vegetation and plantings and everything else. So the county as a whole is looking to expand, not contract buffers.
So. Okay, so I think I have a mixed motion, right?
Take a shot at it.
All right, so let's see here.
We'll help you.
Regarding 2018-01 Acadia Landing, request to amend conditions of approval, I am making the motion that we deny the request for relief from the buffer requirements stated in the original approval. And I move that we approve the request to modify the amenities requirements to align with county code.
I second the motion. Okay. Good job.
Let's see if I can repeat it. It's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend the threshold for having the amenities completed to comply with the county code and to deny the request to make changes in the buffers for Chapel Farm. It's conditional use number 2193. All those in favor say aye.
That was Acadia.
For Acadia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read the wrong one. Yeah. For subdivision 2018-01, Acadia Landing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Our next item is subdivision 2016-14, Walden 1, formerly known as Burton's Pond, request for clarification of conditions of approval.
Walden, also known as Burton's Pond Cluster Subdivision, was granted preliminary approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 26, 2017, and the Commission granted final subdivision plan approval at their meeting of Thursday, December 20, 2018. The Commission last reviewed this request at their meeting of Wednesday, March 20, 2024, where the applicant requested clarification from the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding condition number 14 of the conditions of approval, which requires within 2 years of receipt of a certificate of occupancy for the first owner-occupied home, not unoccupied model homes, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities, and specifically whether the kayak launch is included in the definition of all of the recreational facilities as outlined in condition number 14. The commission confirmed at that same meeting that the original condition language included the kayak launch and opted to defer making a formal decision on this request, subject to the receipt of further permitting status, timeline, and compliance information being provided by DENRIC. The department is now in receipt of the requested information from the applicant's legal representation, which includes a explanatory memo, a copy of the application, and a copy of DENREC's recently issued public notice, which have been included in the commission's paperless packet this afternoon. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 17, Parcel 17, and District 234, Map 11, Parcel 97. The zoning is Agricultural Residential District, or AR1. And additionally, I will note that per the DENREC public notice document, the public comments were due and the record was subsequently closed as of yesterday for that permit on the community docking facility permit. And email correspondence indicates that the DENREC wetland and subaqueous lands section will issue a subaqueous lands permit for the kayak launch shortly after the close of the comment period, as long as no objections are received and no comments were expected.
Okay, so that's new information as of yesterday, I guess, right?
So, yes, sir.
And if I can assist, Mr. Chairman, so at the last meeting, the commission specifically asked staff to make contact with the state of Delaware to obtain confirmation as to the precise status. And whilst we have received this update from the applicant as to their perception of where they are in the status, staff have reached out subsequently to the state of Delaware, and we've been unable to obtain an update to confirm the precise status. So, and with the reference to the specific date this week, we've made multiple attempts to reach out, but have yet to get a response. So whilst this is an update, it is not specifically what the commission referred to at the last meeting. So.
I would like us to defer this unless anyone has any objections. I think we need that input from DENREC, Nolan.
Understood, thank you.
Okay, so I'd make a motion that we defer a decision on 2016-14 Walden request for clarification of conditions of approval until we receive the input from DENREC, which I would assume would be before our next meeting.
Second. Do we need a motion for table?
Well, I think it, not technically, but it, I think it gives some guidance because this is an important issue to a lot of folks there, just so they know why.
I do have one question on this, though. Do they they actually own the pond?
They do.
They legally own the pond?
Yeah, it's an unusual situation, but they do own the pond.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like mill ponds all over Sussex County where they're not natural, so they're in private ownership. Like Red Mill Pond's another example of it.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the request for clarification of conditions of approval for subdivision 2016-14, Walden 1, formerly known as Burton Pond, to allow for the gathering of additional information as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?